In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree for a census to be taken of all residents of the empire. This was the first census, and it was carried out when Quirinius was governor over Syria. So each one went to his hometown to be registered there.
Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Bethlehem, the town of David, which is in the region of Judea, because he was from the house and family of David. This was in order for him to be registered there with Mary, his fiancée, who was pregnant. While they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in a piece of cloth and laid him down to sleep in a feed trough for animals, because there was no place for them in the guest room. In the same region, there were shepherds overnighting in the fields and taking turns guarding their flock through the night. An angel of God appeared to them, and the glory of God shone around them, and they were very frightened. The angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for I am bringing you good news that will please all the people greatly. Today a Savior has been born for you in the town of David. He is the Messiah, our Lord.
And this is the sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in a piece of cloth and sleeping in a feed trough."
Suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of angels from heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory be to God in the highest places, and peace on earth to people with whom he is pleased." When the angels had left them and returned to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which God has told us about." So they went quickly and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the feed trough. When they saw him, they spread the news of what had been said to them about this child. Everyone who heard this was astonished at what the shepherds said. As for Mary, she kept all this in mind, pondering it in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying God and praising him for all they had heard and seen, for everything was just as the angel had told them. On the eighth day, it was time for his circumcision, and they called his name Jesus, just as the angel had called him before Mary became pregnant with him. Now when it was time for their purification, according to the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to God. For it is stated in the Torah from God that every firstborn son must be dedicated to God. They also went there to offer a sacrifice, as stated in the Torah, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now in Jerusalem there was a righteous and devout man named Simeon, who was waiting for the coming of the one who would aid the children of Israel. The Holy Spirit was upon him, and had revealed to him that he would not die until after he had first seen the Messiah, whom God was going to send. He went to the temple complex, being led by the Spirit. When the parents came in with the baby Jesus to do for him what the law required, Simeon held him in his arms and praised God and said, "The time has come, O Lord, for you to release your servant in peace, just as you promised. Because with my eyes I have seen the Savior sent from you, whom you have prepared so that all the world can see him. He is a light who will reveal God to the nations and bring honor to your people, the children of Israel." His father and his mother were amazed at what was said about him. Simeon blessed the two of them. Then he said to Mary his mother, "This child will be the cause of the fall of many and the rise of many among the children of Israel. He will be a sign which some people will reject. And so the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. Furthermore, a sword will pierce your own soul."
A prophetess was there, Anna, daughter of Phanuel, from the tribe of Asher.
She was advanced in age. After her marriage, she had lived with her husband 7 years, then was widowed. By this time, she was 84 years old. She did not leave the temple of God, but worshipped God there night and day with fasting and prayer. Now, at this very moment, she came up to them, and she began praising God and talking about the child to everyone who had been waiting for the liberation of the city of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had fulfilled all that the law of God required, they returned to Galilee, to their town, Nazareth.
The child continued to grow and become strong, filled with wisdom,
and God's blessing was on him. The parents of Jesus would go to Jerusalem every year during the Passover festival. When he was 12 years old, they went to the festival as usual. When the festival days ended and his parents headed back, the boy Jesus remained in Jerusalem, but they didn't notice. Rather, they assumed that he was among the group of travelers. They traveled the whole day, then started looking for him among relatives and acquaintances. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him at the temple complex, sitting among the experts in religion, listening to them, and posing questions to them. All who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "My son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." He said to them, "But why were you searching for me? Didn't you know that I should be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. Then he went with them and returned to Nazareth, and he was obedient to them. His mother kept all these matters in her heart. And Jesus continued to grow and to mature in wisdom, and the favor of God and of people toward him kept increasing.